All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Let me easy.
what I'm talking about.
Come on, celebrate Jesus in this place. Let's talk Jesus. Welcome, family, to our weekly forum to discuss and discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. Yes, we have a mixed panel and a mixed opinions that will share Jesus to you and to themselves and to everyone else as a testimony to go and make disciples through our lives, not just because of, or just not just, but through our lives. And no matter, this is the one more important thing, family, that no matter how sinful or how broken you are, no matter how things just don't seem like it's working out for you, I could guarantee you one thing tonight: Jesus loves you. And yes, he wants you, and he is able, and that's what's so important, and that he is able to transform your life right now. And I know some people want to see it on the outside, but God wants to direct you for an inner change in your life. And it doesn't matter if you've done this or done that or how bad or how big, sin is sin. And God says, if you are faithful and just, and if you are obedient to confess your sins, then he'll be faithful and just to forgive all your unrighteousness. But it starts with how we put ourselves in place. So let's talk Jesus tonight. And that's one of our topic tonight, about following him. Family, every time I talk about him, it always involves sharing his love with someone else. And yes, by embracing him and that point where you make him your personal Lord and Savior. It doesn't matter what anyone else is going, it's between you and him right then, one-on-one, that you can change, that you could be rearranged, and that you could be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And it's your responsibility at that time to embrace the privilege to follow him. And when you follow him, Luke 9:23, it says, if you desire, if I desire to follow him, number one, I must deny myself, take up my cross daily, and then execute following him. And how does following him? That's what Let's Talk Jesus is about. Hallelujah. We come up with Holy Ghost inspired subjects. Tonight's subject is living like Jesus. To live like Jesus is to act like Jesus, to talk like Jesus, to be like Jesus. But what if we just went to a point to say, what was it like when he was here physically? What if we were in that position of Mary, Martha, Lazarus, or one of the disciples? Would it be just like a time of a place of chilling? You know, you're chilling with Jesus. How would it be to have dinner with Jesus? What would the conversation have been about? And I know, and the more I talk about him, it just illuminates in my life that everything that Jesus did in his physicality and in his spirituality was to bring value to you. Yes, I've already put my name on that, but everything that he did would have been about adding value to you, about listening to you, about serving you, about loving you. And that was his natural reaction, to serve. When he met someone, what? His first thought was, how can I serve this person? He came into social settings and said, how can I encourage other people here? And some people say, well, why is that so important? Because do you know Jesus? If we're talking about living like Jesus, Jesus was full that he could give freely, full that he could sacrifice. And because of his fullness, he didn't need anything from anyone. He came simply, come on, study the life of Jesus. He came simply to add, to serve, and to complete us.
his idea of working room was not networking or smooth talking or manipulating people on his own behalf. It was to make sure everyone walked feeling better. Everyone left there thinking better. Everyone left his surrounding knowing God better than when they walked in. See, Jesus was that guy. Oh, yeah, that friend that we wanted, that person that would spend time with us. And we still are. It's evident now. But let's go to that point of living like Jesus. To live like Jesus is not in heaven. To live like Jesus is here on earth. Oh, he said, kingdom come, our Father who art in heaven. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We can now manifest the living of Christ right now by the example of our lives, by living like him, that we could be that guy who wants to help you. We could be that guy that wants to encourage you, that woman, that sister that wants to tell you that God has a better place for you than he does for me. That person would want to say, let me move out the way and let you have first so you can fulfill what God has put in your life. And that took that main, watch this, that main substance, that Jesus was not consumed with himself, even in a fleshly body. That's that security of knowing who he is, that security of knowing what he is here for, that security to knowing what I'm called and what I'm purposed for. See, someone who knows what your purpose, you have a sense of contentment in your life. Those who know who they are and not concerned with comparisons or competitions, but that rest in peace, that are continually adding values to others. And I know there's several of you on this broadcast tonight that I'm describing you fully. And I know there's another half that say, oh, I want to be just like you're talking about. And I say, we're no different. We can all do better in living like Jesus, because living like Jesus is discernment. Living like Jesus isn't the miracle. Living like Jesus, it is sharing the physical love through a spiritual being. Oh, Christ, what? He dwells in me. So if I can live like him, if I can talk like him, if I can act like him, it doesn't come from me, because I've released me and I've said less of me and more of him so I can fulfill his purpose. Oh, glory. He didn't come to stop the motion. He came to start the motion. See, living like Jesus is that we continue this walk, wanting, desiring to fulfill a lifelike life of Jesus, not a poster or not a picture or not a written biography, but a action-packed walking person that is now imitating what? Christ. And I know critics come and say, can you really be like that? Well, yes, you can when you put your mind to it. Jesus always seemed to. There was critics, there was persecutions, but Jesus always found time to become, watch this, dedicated to a life that was not of himself, even though he was God in the flesh, even though he could have changed the whole outcome by one word to say, this is finished, over, I'm done with this. These people I'm asking to watch and pray, these people that I'm asking to follow, these people I'm asking to deny themselves. You remember that moment of time in the garden. Oh, all those memories of the letdowns, all those memories of the uncommitments and all those late arrivals and all those unfulfilled promises in that moment had to arise, because he said, oh, Father, if there's any way this cup, but before he got any farther, he thought about the value of each and every one of us, because what he had to do was to add to us. That it would be separate from anything we've ever connected to, so that it would require something of us. And I'm here to encourage myself, and I hope the words that I'm speaking that is encouraging me will encourage you, because I have to do better, even though some people look and some people hear and some people see and say, you're doing such a good, I can do more to live like Jesus. And guess what? For every good, there's a bad. And every time you step up and be willing to receive, we have to remember that we can't earn it. We don't deserve it. We can't develop it. We have to simply trust it, believe in it, and receive in it. See, your mind has to be set. Oh, you have to be direct in saying, I am going to live like Jesus. Oh, yes, there's going to be all kinds of oppositions. And it's no magic formula. It's just an awareness that we, watch this, achieve through relationship through him, because he made it available to us. We can receive from Jesus the fullness to the point where we are emotionally, mentally, and spiritually complete and filled. But do you believe that today? See, someone would say that you can only get this and you can only have that. No, the fullness of God is taking on full responsibility and knowing that with him, I can do what? All things. Without him, simply, I can do nothing. See, Jesus is the one who fills me. And when I'm full, I'm free. Because who the Son sets free is free indeed. Oh, yeah, it's living like Jesus. Because when you live like Jesus, it's not me asking you, it's me telling myself, I'm going to be more like Jesus. I am going to be better at relating. I'm going to be better at communicating. I'm going to be better at giving. I am going to be better in my confidence, in my courage, in my hope, in my faith, in my belief, and in my trust. Oh, remember, it's just about trusting him. Trusting him that he will deliver what his word says. He will fill me. That my cup will overflow. He will fill me that I won't have room to receive. That he will watch this, provide for me. So now I can love others in the same manner of providing and giving and loving. And knowing that it's my turn. That's the call tonight. It's my turn. See, in 1 John, watch this, 1 John chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. It's out the New King James Version. We're going to throw a couple of scriptures at you before we get ready to open up this line. But I want to know, are you ready for a lifestyle of living like him? Because we get better every day. I pray to God that I'm loving you as my covenant family better than I did just 5 seconds ago. And I'm going to tell you I am, because my spirit is full that I could share freely. And ask God to do better for you, open more doors for you, set you where you want, where you're supposed to be, because of your obedience and your willingness to live like Jesus. Watch what he says in verse 4, 1 John chapter 2. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever, that ought to encourage somebody out there today that says, and I didn't think I was there. I wasn't feeling like I was there. Feelings will distract you. But when you know that you know through the word, through the truth, because the truth sets you free, he says, but whoever keeps his word, when you keep his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we, come on, everybody, by this we know that we are in him. Oh, hallelujah. You know, John 15 tells you, read that whole chapter. But when you abide in him, there's only one other exercise that can happen, is that he now abides in you. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. Oh, hallelujah. Are you encouraged tonight? Have you taken up your cross? Because, see, taking up your cross is not burden. It is not, oh, yeah, you're going through some pain struggles and some difficulties in your mind to say, I don't want to give them first. I don't want to see them get it better. I don't want to see. But when you make yourself available for someone else to be first, here's another a freebie for you. There's only one direction to go, because the Bible does say he'll make the first last and the last first. If I want to catapult to first, I say this all the time, and you guys high five me on this one. If I want to catapult to first, I'm going to stand in the back. And even when I catapult to first, I'm going to get back to the back. And when we all start to see ourselves in the back, we see that Jesus is first. Oh, he's leading the path. He has directed your steps. He have purposed your call. But he who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. It doesn't take a lot to find out how he walked. Matthew 12:50, he says, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and my sister and mother. Let's just call it family. Mark 10:44-45, and whoever wants to be first must be a slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life, oh hallelujah, as a ransom for many. Come on, get into the many. Matthew 23:12, for those who exalt themselves will be humble, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Come on, just get in the right position. Matthew 4:19, he says, come, follow me, Jesus says, and I will send you out to fish for people. Oh, yeah, he's still in the fishing for people game. He just got out the boat and retired his line and hook. But he has deposited into us that we go out, ooh, and fish people. Oh, no, that's not beating people up. That's not tearing people down. That's not telling people what they need to do. That's not putting people where you want them to be. That's telling them that they can do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengthens them, when they find out the same principle that Paul found out, that I'm content whether I have a lot or whether I have none. I'm good whether it's cold or whether it's hot. I'm good whether I'm hungry or whether I'm full. See, most people get that scripture, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens. But you need to go back up to 1 through 12 and understand the principle of living like Jesus is being content at where you are and where God has you. And don't look to the left or the right or up or the down and say, well, why is this or what? That's none of my business. I need to be in my position. So I know Mark 11:24-25 comes to fruition. It says 24, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so your Father in heaven may forgive your sins. See, in that loving, forgiveness and unforgiveness must be put in order. There can't be no questions or no wonders. It must be put in order to get the fullness, woo, of this lifestyle we're talking about. So now we can know it's right now. I need to do better now at loving. I need to do better now at praising. I need to do better now at giving. I need to do better now at worshiping. I need to do better now at studying. I need to do better now at loving my brother. I need to do better now at giving my all. I need to do better in every area of my life. But we get worried about tomorrow. We get worried about what's for dinner. We get worried about all that. But the Bible says in Matthew 6:31-34, it says, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. See, we have to get out of what we think we need and know what we have to have. Because 33 says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. 34, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I want to share with you in this moment. I'm getting ready to open the lines. I want you to come on, dial one now. Let me know you're in the queue. If you're on our secondary line, the 2216 number, you're going to have to text me, send me a messenger on Facebook. I'll open up your lines and get you in there. Pastor D, you don't have to worry about that. I'm going to bring you into this dialogue. But I want to say, this is for me. Because I know no matter what I'm going through or no matter what's happening around me, it's still important for me to stand strong. Finally, be strong in the Lord. Ephesians 6 and 10, it says, finally, and you know that's a sermon. Finally is one of my favorite sermons to preach. Finally is not as over. Finally is I have it. I've just obtained the revelation of God to know that I got it. I finally got it. I have my own understanding. I have my own relationship. I am now taking up my cross to live like Christ. Are you ready? You ready to step up to the plate? And I know you're doing this and I know you're doing that, but I'm telling you, I could do better. And if anybody out there knows me and I'm telling myself I can do better, now what are you telling yourself? Because I'm not concerned with your reaction to what God is telling me. But this is what I'm concerned about. The agreement that God is speaking truth to all of us. All of us to stand up. All of us to become accountable. All of us to say we're on one accord. And it's just not one pulling the load and needing this and needing that. But all of us coming together say, let's work together to work this thing out. And live like Jesus. Come on, dial one. Get into this conversation tonight. We definitely want to hear from you. The lines are open. Minister Terry, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. Living like Jesus.
Living like Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise him, Jesus family. Pastor E, I tell you, you said some awesome things there, and I'm going to take it personal. That was for me. You know what? But you said so much, just be content. Contentment. In Jesus, wherever you are, if you're at your high, if you're at your low, this is where he wants you to be in him right now. You said something too, seeking him first, the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything will be added on to you. I tell you, Pastor Reed, the key to it is love, loving like Jesus. He loved, he loved, he didn't look and he didn't judge, he didn't judge, he loved. So this is awesome. I tell you, you've been rolling them scriptures off so mighty. You know, this morning I woke up in my spirit with, we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that he was raised from the dead and is alive with us. We shall be saved. So the thing is, confessing him with our mouth and just believing in our heart. I tell you, Pastor E, we went to the beach Saturday, one of my nephews, it was his birthday, and we were doing the name game and remembering everyone's name. So when I got to the end and everything, my last name, I said, yeah, and I raised my hands up, I got Jesus. And you know what? Everybody else, they got Jesus also. So praise the Lord, he's available to each and every one of us and loves us unconditionally. I thank God my eyes were open. I tell you, because we can walk around blindly and not realizing how much Jesus loves us. And if we don't have that relationship with him, we'll never know. And if we don't get into his Father's word, we'll never know and have a relationship with Christ. So I thank God. I thank God for all of you guys, family. I thank God each and every night for you guys, for the word you bring, because it gives me information of what I'm reading and what I'm trusting and believing. I thank God, Pastor. I thank God for you guys. I tell you this, and I don't just say it lightly. I mean it from my heart. I thank God for you guys, because some people in life, they go on, and they don't know about the Bible. They don't know about his word. They don't know about God, and they don't call on him until it's an emergency. And you have to have that relationship with him. You have to get to know him one-on-one. I think Minister Sir Ryan said, we can praise him. We're going to praise him. But when you get in that worship right. with him, solely you can have that relationship with him. And I've learned finally, to do that, to have just my time alone where I can speak with him. I tell you, you can wake up in the middle of the night and you can call on Jesus. And he's there, right there within you. Boy, thank you. God bless
you.
God bless you, family. Love you guys. God bless.
God bless you, too. Love you, too, sis.
Amen.
Awesome. Awesome connection. Let's talk Jesus. Pastor Dwayne, come on in, man. Let's talk Jesus.
I appreciate the love and the honesty. You hear me?
I hear you, yeah.
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I appreciate the love and the honesty that you have for me, but I appreciate how you let Jesus. It's about Jesus. It's not about the glory. It's not about the fame. It's not about the hype. And I see you doing a lot of stuff, man, and I see the love of Christ in you, how you promote Jesus, how you really don't worry about self. It's not trying to build an empire for you. You know, it's based on Jesus, man. And God gave you a word for me tonight, for my whole household. I know I've been, like, doing a lot of stuff, you know, and even doing a lot of stuff, you know, by becoming a pastor. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. You know, it's not nothing new to me, you know, because, you know, the devil always going to come knock on my door. He always going to come in my face. Because I'm sold on this end. But I can connect with some brothers and sisters that still haven't gave up. Even though that the enemy comes, and he comes like a mighty rushing, you know, like a mighty rushing wind.
Like a thief in the night.
Why? Because we have the word, man. We have the word. And sometimes I don't get a chance to get on here, but the words that I hear that the folks are sold out, the learning, the teaching, the understanding, breaking down the scriptures, getting to understand who Jesus is in their life, and some things going on in my household, man, that, you know, we got to stand on the word of God. If it's the word of God, it's got to be the word of God. And sometimes we get sidetracked because we're still in the world. You know, we spiritual beings trying to have an earthly experience. We're not trying to have a spiritual experience. We're trying to have an earthly experience. And some of these things that's in the world that get you caught up, you know, money, you know, things that you know, things like that. But you said something that he said, seek the kingdom and all these things will be added unto you. Don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about no house. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about nothing. Long as you keep your eye on the prize. And what is the prize?
Yeah.
The death, burial, and resurrection. And that's what I love about you, man. That's why I know that you are on time person. God speaks. Everybody want to be a prophet. Everybody want to be a prophet. But everybody ain't not prophesying what the word of God say. And when you get together with the brothers and sisters, you prophesy what the word of God say. He says that if you say you know him and you don't keep his commandments, you make him out of a liar.
Yes.
God don't prophesy house cars and all this. God prophesied by saving your soul. And I love you about that, man. I love you about that, man. And like I say, you always have an on-time word, bro. You always have an on-time word. And I appreciate you being understanding of the Holy Ghost. I appreciate you letting the Holy Ghost use you. And sometimes we get caught up, well, we got to find a word. We got to find a word. But the word is always in the Bible. And that's what
right
you
here.
Always bring to light, bro. You always bring that to light. And I appreciate you, man.
God bless you, man. That's real talk.
My house. Thank you, man. Thank you, man. Thank
that's
you.
Real talk, man. You know, we continually praying together as our ministries are connected, different places of the country, but definitely still connected. And I see the growth in all of us that are covenanting together and just moving for him. I tell you, the more and this is encouraging to somebody that need to hear this tonight, but the more I get out of me, and I know it's a cliche. Some people say less of me and more of him, but I'm saying when you really take it personal and it's intentional, I am giving you an honest testimony right now. It's not just natural for me. It's hard work for me to say I want him to give you everything he was going to give me. It's a battle for me to say I want him. Listen to me, my brother, because I pray for you every night. Bless his ministry better than mine. But, you know, it's a struggle in my mind, but it's a breakthrough to come through in victory to give to someone else. And the more you give, the more you receive, because it's some more giving to give.
Yes, sir. Hmm. That's the
and
word.
Then, and then it's some more giving to give. Oh, Jesus.
Hmm.
Woo, and I just heard somebody else in the spirit say, and some more giving to give. Hallelujah. Minister Carolyn is live. I'm going to bring her in. I'll bring you back on, bro. Man, this is awesome. Living like Jesus across the nation. Good evening, Minister Carolyn. How are you, my sister?
Praise the Lord. Good evening, Pastor. I'm soaking up in this. I'm soaking up in it. I guess I'm stuck on words. I guess I'm confused. I'm content in who I am. And I've been battling with this. It's ironic that, you know, you brought this up tonight, and it's being more like Christ, being Christ-like. With my ministry, I don't know what I heard God tell me was to go back where I brought you from and bring them out. But and the lifestyle that I lived, it was in the hood where, you know, we have similar stories. And sometimes I wonder, and I've been struggling with this the last couple of days because somebody said something to me and I really wanted to bite their head off, but I couldn't. It's because how I do what I do. And then I start thinking, when I go back in, I'm going back in the hood in dry places, in the trenches, and no, I don't go to parties, and no, I don't go game bang, and no, I don't do all the things that I used to do. But I will find myself going into those places bringing a word. And a lot of people say they like me because I don't force religion on them. I'll just keep it real, and I could be sitting there holding a conversation, and I'll be like, well, you know, God don't like that, and I'll quote a scripture, and they'll look at me, and I'll be like, well, I'm just saying. You know, and at that point, yeah. I'm thinking that my point saying. Is supposed to be talk. But I had one incident, and I really wanted to speak, and it's vexing me because now ministers are on the line, and it was I done a Mother's Day event, and I was giving away food, and the guys was out there, and I said something about God, and the guy really, he said something smart, and they were gambling, and I used to gamble. And so I'm like, well, I'm going to get his attention one way or another. So I went and threw money down, and it's like, let's gamble then. And then every time they would cuss or say something, I would say something about Jesus. But what bothered me is I went in to pull somebody out, but just that quick second, I could have got caught up. But it was my technique because I didn't know at that time when I felt I needed to move. At that time, I felt, you know, get in the game. And one guy was very receptive. I got his attention. And he turns his life over to Christ the next day. Sunday, he went to church. Now, the other guy, he got nervous. And he left the game, and he lost his money. So it was a blessing to me because I wanted a little bit of change. I was able to go grocery shop. But my thing is, somebody said something to me about the technique I used. And then I thought about Jesus getting the people out when they were gambling and doing all that in front of the church. And then I'm struggling with myself, and I'm like, well, it wasn't a church. It was a park. And, you know, what I write, you know, I won one soul. And if I hadn't have done what I'd done, I wouldn't have won none. But it's like I'm content with who I am. I'm content in what I have and what God has blessed me with. Yesterday I went to church and I put 83 cents in and didn't have no gas in a new car. And when I got out, my friend was like, Bubbles, follow me. And I followed her, and I didn't know where I was following her to. But God knew because she led me to the gas station and she filled halfway my tank, half full. And it's like sometimes I overthink myself. I don't know if I'm being Christ-like or if I'm being Bubbles-like. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I feel you. Look, there's so many things that popped up in my scripture. I mean, in my spirit. I want to say this off the bat. The gambling part, I would be against. That's a method I would not use for myself. I used to gamble, shoot dice, and those things like that. Now to be around gamblers and to be an influence to them, That's all in the game for me. Personally, for me to gamble and to win like that, I don't play the lotto. I don't do stuff like that because of my spiritual.
I don't do that either. I don't do that, but I just jumped in because he said something smart about God, and then that's where I started beating myself up, and that's why I brought it up tonight, because I knew that I wasn't supposed to be down in no dice game, you know.
Even though you needed some grocery, even though you needed some grocery money, look, even though you needed some grocery money, you knew you wouldn't belong down there. But watch this. But look at even though that you, someone still came to the Lord. So I can't throw stones. I've made a personal saying I would have probably did that. But there's something. There's some methods I do to people say, man, you hang out there where they are at. You know, you on the corners where there's prostitution up and down the street. I talk to five prostitutes a day. Some people say, well, where are you in that temptation? Well, for me and my growth, I know I can go back in those areas because I've broken those bondages of sin.
Right.
So I can't throw stones and say how to do it or what. I'm saying me personally, I know I couldn't get down on my knees and shoot no dice because they would throw Pastor E under the bus. But I'm just saying, there's no right or wrong. It's not what you do, it's how you do it, is what I'm saying. And
exactly.
I'm saying,
and that's what I've been struggling with because somebody did throw a stone at me, and I really wanted to rebel. But I heard the Holy Spirit say, you know, shut your mouth and listen
and
just see guidance somewhere else. And that's where I'm getting it from you tonight.
Right.
That's
God. And that person, but that person sparked it because criticism, see, we have to get to a point where criticism, whether wanted or unwanted, we have to evaluate it and know that. There's nuggets in everything. And as I said before, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. And now you're opening up. Millions may be listening to you right now. I don't even know. I'm not even looking at the board right now, but I know later in archives, all kind of people are listening to this conversation. But look, you've opened up the channel of communication that now, watch this, you'll live more like Christ because you'll think of, okay, I could take criticism because I'm content. Whether they say I'm good or whether they say I'm bad, I'm content whether I'm hungry or whether I'm full. You know, and that word communicating here, I love us being able to talk here, is that we grow and don't leave here the same without any condemnation, without any bullets or knives thrown at anybody. Because guess what, Carol? I'm just like you. And just because of growth and experience. Girl, offline, I ain't going to put this on. There's some stories I can tell you about Pastor E. I'm talking about pastoring a 500-people church that you would be like, what? Huh? Oh, yes. You'd be like, oh, yeah, I was a terror. There's some old things. So not even being a Christian is always perfect. And even being a Christian is never perfect. But what I mean by that on how we act and how we treat others. Loving and caring and wanting. Like right now, I want to grow value into you. And I pray that my words have given you more value to say, well, nothing wrong with me. I just have to now evaluate me more and let me be in control of my emotions so I don't let nobody else pull me out. I get home and scream and shout and throw my shoe. But in the presence of others, it's not me they're looking at no more. They're looking at God because you say you're a woman of God.
Amen. I receive that.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, my
God. That's real talk.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Come on. Anybody else? Look, the lines are hot. You can get involved in this conversation. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go in depth, but just come on. Living like Jesus. Communication is everything. And that's what this network is all about. There's no big, no little, no tall, no small. There's one family here in covenant saying, let the will of God be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you. Thank you, Mercy Carolyn. Call me offline anytime, especially when it gets hot.
Okay.
Yeah. Text me when you're going through that fire. I'll give you a little cooling water.
Praise the Lord. You know I'm going to call you.
I got you. I got your back just like Jesus got our back.
Amen.
All right. Love you, sis. Amen. Come on. We got a few more minutes. Don't be scared. If you have a comment, come on in and get involved in this conversation. Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Can we talk Jesus? I know you have a, you have a lifestyle of Jesus. Can we, but just can we expound on living like Jesus?
Yes, man of God. You have shared so much and so many scriptures. It's just a word. You have shared so much, hell. I'm excited. And yes, living like Jesus, I can't do nothing else but live like him. I can't do nothing else but live like Jesus. I can't do nothing else but live like Jesus.
Huh. Amen.
Walk like him. Talk like him. Act like him. And this scripture was dropped in my spirit, the steps of a good man are ordered by God. Of a good woman, a man are ordered by God. My steps are ordered by God, man of God.
Yes, they are.
My steps are ordered by God. And I can live like Jesus. And I heard you talk about the word being content. Being content whether you're full or you're empty. Be content in what you have. Be content in what you have. Be content in Jesus. Jesus is our source, our entire life. And I'm just listening at you talking so much about the word and how we can live like Jesus. And I was looking at this. I said, Lord, thank you. I want to live like you. I want to be a woman of God. Jesus, like David. David was a man after God's own heart. David was a man after God's own heart. But he sinned. He lusted after Bathsheba while she was taking a shower. But guess what? David came back and asked God to restore unto him the joy of my salvation, renew a right spirit within me. David came back and cried out to God because David wanted to live like God. And I was listening to Sister Carla. And she was talking, saying some things. And I thought about the Apostle Paul. When he said, he became all things to all men. I became all things to all men to win some. When the Apostle Paul went around the drug dealers, the dope dealers, the alcoholics, the gamblers, or whatever, he said, I became all things to all men to win some. David didn't do what they did. Paul didn't do what they did. But he got down low. He got down where he could win them to Christ. He got down low. If they had their pants sagging and their hats on backwards or whatever, David got down to their level. He said, I'm going to win you to Christ. You can't force Christ on anyone. But you can share the love of God. You can share the love of God. And that's what I do, man of God. I'm a woman of God. And I want to share the love of God. I want to tell someone how Jesus loved them. I want to tell them that John 3:16 say God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, I know I'm a woman of God. And I share Jesus everywhere I go. I was at the hospital the other night ministering to some people. And on last night, I got another call. Thank you, Jesus. But it's not me. It's the Christ that's in me. I'm living like Jesus. I want to do what he did. I want to go where he went. He went into the mountain, wherever he went. Last night I got a phone call. Hallelujah, Jesus. I got a phone call last night. My niece's friend was on his way to take his brother home. And I got a call. You need to pray. I said, okay, what you need me to pray for? Young man, someone turned in front of him and caused him to turn over several times. The wheels was up, and the back of the car was down on the ground. He's in the hospital right now. He's all broken up and everything. But guess what? I told him God wants his attention. God still loves him. But God wants him to give his life to him. I share so much. That's why I want to live like Jesus. I want to be like him. I want to do what he did. Because he said the greater things that he did, we could do even greater things because he said, I go to my Father. And I'm going to do what God called me to do. I want to live like it. I want to walk like it. I want to talk like it. I want to be like it. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
And when I looked at you talking about voices in two and talking about knowing Jesus, know him and does not keep his commandments. Does not keep his commandments. He said the truth is not in you.
That's right.
You're a liar and the truth is not in you. And just like this scripture says, we say we love each other. You say you love me, and I say I love you, and I love Sister Terry, Sister Michelle. But I know if I say I love them, man of God, I might not see them every day, but if the Bible tells you see your brothers and sisters every day, you say you love them, and you have not seen Christ, and you say you love him, he say you is a lie, and the truth ain't in you. You're a liar, and the truth ain't in you. We need to be about our Father's business, living like Jesus, living like him. What all did he do? He prayed for the sick. He laid his hands on a little girl named Tabitha. He was on the boat when they thought they was going to drown. That's what we got to do. That's me living like Jesus. Go into the headers of the highways. Compel the people to come. Get them saved. Minister Jesus. You can minister Jesus to those dope dealers, drug dealers, alcoholics. Get them saved. You don't have to push Jesus. You don't have to really press yourself. Push yourself. Push on Jesus. No. You can go to that person and say, can't anybody share Jesus with you? Have anyone share Jesus with you? And they're going to say, no. Or they may say, yes. Or you say, well, I think so. No, you need to know so. Let me share this scripture with you, I tell them. Let me share Romans 10:9-10. Man of God, you have shared so much. You have shared so much. Let's talk Jesus on Monday night. Living like Jesus. I got tears running down my face. Living like
Hallelujah.
Jesus. I don't live like nobody else but Jesus. I've been in this thing for a long time. And my walk is like Jesus' walk. When Jesus went up in the mountain to pray, and when he came back, hallelujah, they saw him walking on the water. And they said, oh, that's a ghost. No, it wasn't a ghost. It was Jesus. And that's what Peter said. Master, if it's you, bid me to come out where you are. Let's live like Jesus.
Live like Jesus.
Living
Hallelujah.
Like Jesus. I'm living like Jesus.
I'm living like Jesus.
I am living like Jesus, man of God. Oh, I hope y'all hear me tonight.
Oh, yes, we hear you tonight.
Let us all live like Jesus. Let us all live like Jesus. And let us love one another. Let's be a team. Let's work together.
Yes.
Let's work together. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank Lord.
Bless
thank
you, woman
Jesus.
Of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank God
thank
for you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for you, this now network, the people,
Hallelujah.
People, and all those connected to this old community of Sunday. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We got about 2 minutes left. Anybody else want to get in this conversation, go ahead and dial one. We still got a couple more minutes to talk about Jesus.
Yes.
What are we talking tonight? Living like Jesus. That's
an
example.
Like
I'm more
living
encouraged
like
tonight. I'm better than I started today, and I'm encouraged.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. I want to encourage you. Every listener under the sound of my voice, whether live, whether on the internet right now, or whether listening to archives later, God loves you.
Yes, he does.
It ain't nothing you can do about it, but this is the point you can do. You can learn how to love him. I encourage you with all the encouragement that I can to learn, first of all, how God loved you, and not just by saying, you know, the cliche things and all the things that we've learned through a religional part, but through a spiritual part, really understanding the price that was paid, the ransom that was given up, and everything that is now available to you when you believe. Oh, now at that believing point, it's time to leap and go to a higher position in him to now love, love, love. Because now we've perfected love by him, not by ourselves. I had a bad love experience in my life for 30 some over years. And I'm gracious to be learning love from the love master. That's God. I want you guys to be blessed this evening. I want you guys to know that you are beautifully made by God. I want you to know that you can do whatever you put your mind to. I want you to also know that anything that's been said to you in the past, that any words of discouragement, any negative sayings, any names that have been called, those are just words that had no power, but they had death. I want to speak life into you today, and that's the life of love that comes from Jesus. Talk about Jesus. You can live like Jesus. You can talk like Jesus. You can walk like Jesus. Then you can now share like Jesus. Come on, living like Jesus tonight. God bless you, family. You are definitely loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name.
I found out that no one can complete me. No man can be a greater friend than the one I know. Show yourself, God. Can't no woman make me whole. Can't no woman break me in two. Can't no man save me.
No.
Cause Lord, you made me. There ain't no mountain too high to climb.
No.
No valley too low.
Ooh,
there ain't no river too wide. Cause I know where to go. See, my life's in your hands.
Control.
That's why I understand
and know
you are my protector, regardless of man. Oh, and I never let you go. You're my greatest friend. And I never let you go. You're my greatest friend. And I never let you go. You're my greatest friend, and I never let you go. You're my greatest friend. The love of my life, the lover of my soul.
To me,
see, living ain't living if I ain't living for you. My God, it's a shame.
A shame.
People don't want to change. Since you changed me, Lord, I got to change my way.
I'm picking
did
up
my mama forsake me?
Oh,
why did my daddy neglect me?
Yeah,
you've been my everything. Sweet and honey, come and bless me.
Ooh.
And I'll never let you go. You're my greatest friend. And I never let you go. You're my greatest friend, and I never let you go. You're my greatest friend, and I never let you go. You're my greatest friend,
greatest friend indeed.
You're the one
I need,
you're the one I see. All my hope
in
thee, I trust in
thee,
I believe
in thee,
greatest friend indeed.
never warned me,
and I never let you go. You're my greatest friend, friend, and I never let you go. You're my greatest friend, friend, and I never let you go. You're my greatest friend, friend, and I never let you go. You're my greatest friend, friend, and I never let you go. You're my greatest friend, friend. And I never let you go. You're my greatest friend, friend. And I never let you go. You're my greatest friend, friend. And I never let you go. You're my greatest friend, friend.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.